the collapse of pop music, perhaps even pop culture, discussed. The collapse of pop music in the
what
wake
collapse?
Of...
collapse?
The collapse of it.
What collapse?
There's
what
a collapse. The pop music
why don't people wake... How many times do we have to repeat history for people to stop
No, you're wrong. It's like vaudeville or rock music.
I'm right.
No, you're not. No, I'm always right.
Tony,
how about if I turn your microphone on?
The
collapse of, not in terms of, oh, they don't make music like they used to, because I'm not bewailing it. I'm saying, it may have, now it's become the culture. Now it has become, you know, gobbled up by television and all that. It's not a lot of fun. And I'm not talking about niche music. I'm not talking about trance and there's a group to put out 12 inches a year in Germany and all of that. It's just this stuff to be found. But the general collapse of pop music now, it's no longer
do you want me to explain to you, Tony?
Yes, go on.
Okay.
This I've got my finger on
always the happens, it always happens. And also, just before the new culture comes along, everyone bemoans, they always say, isn't it awful, haven't we lost it? And also, yes, there's all these little niche cultures. That's what it's always like, just before.
No, I disagree totally.
It's always like that.
No, because it was never part of the overground culture before. Never like it is now. It was never owned by big business and television like it is now. And when the delicious part of
Parker was big business, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, I never talked to him. I know, but certainly, but you couldn't on American television, the whole not being shot above the waist. He was willing to sell his boy down the river for that. All I'm talking about
marketing. Just think, looking back at it, that seems terrible.
I'm aware of these. Hey.
Yes.
If for instance, any of your bands, and I say your bands, any of these bands, now, the fun of all of that, I think, the fun of pop music, right, genuinely, was keeping it secret, and because it wasn't reflected anywhere. You can't have a band for half an hour now without Channel 4 or someone saying, they're great, this band, I tell you what, we're going to put them on all the time.
Okay.
They're going to be everywhere.
Okay. Yeah, but this is down to the cult of celebrity as well. You know, this growing cult of celebrity where everybody has to be famous and, you know, pushing
them. There are hundreds of young bands out there, all influenced by Mr. Cobain and by other things. And they're all buying this American stuff at the moment, just like before.
I have a 16-year-old, a son of 18-year-old who will certainly have a head of the game in all sorts of
and
ways.
They will be... They're in better new culture, so shut up, Dad.
No, it's not about that. It's not about Dad or anything like that. It is, because the thing is, I'm not one of those who said, oh, in my day and all of that. I wish, because God knows, everyone tried to kaleidoscope punk rock, and I suspect the Hacienda into one crazy weekend. There was a lot of picking your feet on the edge of the bed saying, what are we going to do tonight now? But in all of that are going on. But all I'm saying now, it just doesn't, it seems to be exhausted in the same way that vaudeville became exhausted, in the way that television has become. You wouldn't agree that television has become exhausted.
No, I don't think so. No, I'm not exhausted.
Everything back to yourself.
I'm being so insistent. I'm sorry, Dave. No, listen, I'm sorry. I just hear this. I hear this every time.
Every time what?
Every time. I remember Malcolm McLaren sitting on a bench in his mate's bloody kitchen saying, I shouldn't swear, in LA in 1987 saying...
Malcolm McLaren is not swearing.
It's not going to be. The Kids' Next Revolution will not be music. And I said, well, I think it will. And that world, it's all over. And guess what? 2 years later, I have the money for the
Hacienda.
He had the Jeff Beck Victoriano album. God bless him. All I'm saying is, everyone says it's just... It's happening again.
Yes, no.
It's exciting.
Yeah, but you're talking to someone now who has been around that block.
Yes.
Who has certainly experienced all that. Was at the centre of some of it. But now I'm saying, yes, you can have your... Even beyond Slipknot, into the wildest niches of Iowan, you know...
It's not niche. It is.
It is
now, and it's going to explode with wonderful bands who are not being... I'll tell you, I'm trying to sign a band at the moment who are better than any of the rubbish out there. The majors are talking, but they're all terrified. As usual...
What majors? There are no majors anymore.
There are four multinationals left.
That's where I think you're deluding yourself. They're not majors. They're not made. They're all owned now, and they will not take any chances at all.
No, they won't, which is why it's wonderful. There'll be a whole new raft of independence.
Don't say raft. No. It's an ad man's word, a raft.
Raft. Okay, collection. There'll be several. There are wonderful new bands out there that aren't being signed.
How many
did
Fen Man United like that?
Listen, just you wait. Prophets of Doom.
Well,
your kids are doing it. Your own children are preparing this new thing. It's great.
They're not that interested in it. I mean, they're interested in music, but they're not like... That's what I mean. It's just part of a varied culture. It's not part of it.
My
it's part of it. It's like... And that is, I'm not saying this is a new thing, Bo, but, you know... you think I'm saying? Okay. Oh, it's like, we and Amy had a row the other day, or came close to it, because she was just saying, oh, but the Smiths, fantastic, and all, you know. And that, yes, they were.
Yes.
But it'd be like me now going on about ELP or yes, or I could, if you want. But I don't believe.
I've often wondered what went wrong.
No.
You were part of, you were someone in the early 70s. No, not everyone, man.
Everyone.
I didn't listen to any English band between 69 and 76.
Well, it's the only thing to say.
No, it was intentional.
Between which? Which period?
Between 69 and 76.
You're nuts.
Wizard,
nuts.
ELO, Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
Fantastic.
No,
fantastic.
Absolutely.
Emerson, Lake and Palmer were better than Sex Pistols.
Oh, God. Listen, I was thinking I was going to say that.
You've
got
to live in denial.
I was listening on the way in.
All of us
are
like
the Ramones, and the Ramones are better than the Sex Pistols. Is one of the most violent arguments you can have with a good old American. But to claim that, which of those pieces
you know why they are? Because you have to live in denial. Believe me, I don't put any store by that. I'm all for sweeping statements. The reason I say Emerson, Lake and Palmer are better than the Sex Pistols is not based on music, which none of this is or should be.
No, okay.
I remember going to see them, and I lived in denial about three times. I've never been so excited in my life. Not seeing the Sex Pistols or anything. I used to sit there. That I can't listen to it now. I think, well, I don't know where I was, but if only somebody could, and Sex Pistols never made me feel like that, and I think you're a liar. If you sit there and say, oh, well, I didn't know what I was doing. I was doing exactly what I should have been doing at 14, and that was listening to a group that made me think, I can't go. Emerson, Lake and Palmer did.
It was personal. For you,
yeah.
It was personal.
Yeah. And exactly what it should be. Exactly.
All about you.
Which is why the whole... it's entirely that. So when someone talks about the Smiths and say, you can say, yeah, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, every bit as good as the Sex Pistols, because it's all there, it's all just junk floating around we've used at some